Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
You know what's funny? I was about to say, you know what's funny about that today?
What's that?
Even though that dream is still alive.
A win yesterday.
Man, it. I mean, I don't think there's a lot of people here happy today.
Yeah. I don't give a
Yeah, that might, you know, I love that song, and I love it after a win. I'm not sure it applies today. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494.
A lot of salty people
today. Yeah, well, I understand why. All right. Salty. Kyle behind the glass. You guys with us. Lots to do today. Merrill 1 hour from now. Howard at noon. We'll get to around the NFL later. Juan Soto is a Met, which I'm not pleased about. But Hugh Douglas, we start with a victory yesterday. Good morning, Hugh. 22-16, and a whole lot to unpack. But good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees.
Is that what we're starting with today?
Yeah, I just felt like being philosophical.
All right, you're philosophical.
You can apply that. That can apply any way you want it to apply this morning.
Okay. Well, I don't know if this is philosophical, if this is being a hater, if it's being real.
You guys, about to be a hater.
You guys could decide. All right. Because yesterday, and I haven't said this, I don't know the last time. Maybe the Saints game. The Eagles were lucky to win yesterday. They were lucky to win. They were outplayed for most of that game. The better quarterback on the field was a guy that 5 weeks ago looked like his career was over. Because Bryce Young, Bryce Young.
I thought he
was more impressive than Jalen Hurts yesterday. Huh. Yesterday was as unimpressive of a pass game performance, considering the opponent, that we've had around here in a long time. That was rough yesterday. Look, they won. Their defense held at the end. Though, if Leggett catches the football,
yeah, that would have been a different.
Yeah, maybe we lose the game. Look, there's a lot to unpack. I'll just say it this way. The Eagles have a lot of things that are going in the right direction to try to win a championship, right? The defense has been great for 2 months, and even yesterday, and not a perfect day, they held on at the end. Their run game is spectacular. Their O-line is spectacular. They have spectacular weapons. Saquon Barkley did it again yesterday, and we'll get to him. Now owns the all-time single-season rushing record here in Philadelphia. But the passing game is below average. I don't know how else to say it. The passing game at times is just inept. And I think it's because of the quarterback. For some reason, it feels like he doesn't see things quickly enough, or if he sees it, he doesn't pull the trigger quickly enough, and it's holding them back. I mean, this passing game is holding them back, and the best way I could frame it, Hugh, and I'm not saying that they don't have time to change it, but I'm operating in the now. This passing game right now is not good enough to win a Super Bowl. I mean, that's it. Like, did they take that passing game into the playoffs? They're going home early. Hugh, what's your reaction to yesterday? 22-16, Eagles win. But we just heard Rhea in the update there as she led us into the show. 21 pass attempts for 83 net passing yards.
Yeah, I mean, and I get why everybody's upset. I don't think that this is the end of the world. I know it feels bad. It's crazy to think that we're in a situation where, you know, you're looking at the way the quarterback is playing right now, and we're worried about the passing game. But this has been a trend for the last couple of weeks. You're talking about the last three games that we've been in. I don't think we've had over 25 attempts. I know we haven't had over 30 attempts, and we've still found ways to win. And I feel like, to your point, Joe, is that enough to win a Super Bowl? I think it is, because there was a time, and this was a later era in the modern day era, about 15, 20 years ago, quarterback Brad Johnson won a Super Bowl. He threw like he went for like 18 through like 18 completions. I was like 18 for 25 or something like that. So I think that there is a chance that could happen. But when you talk about the frustration that the receivers are starting to feel and the way that this offense was built initially, I see where it is somewhat of a concern for you.
Oh, it's a major concern. I mean, look, it's trending the wrong way. I mean, the last 3 weeks, 179 yards passing, 118, 108. Everyone got all emotional last week when I said they could have won the Ravens game with a backup quarterback. They could have won yesterday with a backup quarterback. Backup.
I will say this.
Yesterday was backup quarterback play.
I will say this. Yesterday, before that game, your case was flimsy. That game reinforced your case just a little bit.
That was backup quarterback play yesterday.
But I will say this. And see, this is where I get why everybody in Philadelphia is mad right now. But let's step back from this situation and look at it as a whole. As a whole, that the whole team didn't play well. The defense looked like they got exposed a little bit yesterday.
But they held them to 16.
They held. Yeah. But early on, the exciting whites were getting spun like a top. Well, one half of the exciting whites was getting spun like
a top. The other one was out yesterday.
Cooper DeJean didn't have his best game. Now, they were able to bounce back, like you said. But there were some holes in that secondary where even Coach Fangio was a little bit upset about what he's seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is what I think tends to happen. And this is not an excuse. This is me trying to let the curtain back a little bit and let you inside. There was a little bit of a mental letdown yesterday on all sides of the ball, both sides of the ball, I should say. I am not absolving the quarterback from that because, to your point, Joe, he has had a few weeks where his play has been lackluster, but it hasn't been an issue because we've been winning games.
So it has been an issue, but it hasn't cost them.
There you go. Yeah. Thank you. Yesterday was a time where there was a lot. There was a sequence of plays where I don't know what happened, but they ran two quarterback sneaks or quarterback draws back to back. I did not understand that. I did not understand that. There were a sequence of plays where it looked like Jalen held the ball just a little bit too long. That has been kind of a staple all year long. Last week, it wasn't as much. It wasn't as egregious as it was this week. So I think there's a combination of a few things that is going on with this team.
Yeah, there's a lot. And Hugh, you mentioned small picture, big picture. Obviously, we're reacting off of yesterday. But the big picture now is they rank 31st in the NFL in passing yards per game. And some of that, yes, is obviously they have a great run game. They've been ahead. But you know what? There's other good teams in the NFL that are ahead a lot and have good running games. But they're way better at throwing the football. Mm-hmm. We are 31st. I mean, we reside in the area of the Giants and the Patriots and the Titans in terms of passing yards per game. And with this kind of power in the passing game, with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and a $250 million quarterback, it shouldn't be that way. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to this, the Eagles, the win yesterday, and obviously the passing game, which just becomes more and more of a question as we go through it. I put the blame on Jalen Hurts for this passing game and the struggles here for where they're at right now. Let's listen to some of the guys after the game, including A.J. Brown, asked about the offense. What is going on right now? What can they get better at? Here's A.J.
Offense wasn't good enough. What are some things you think they need, that the offense needs to improve on?
Passing.
AJ, I know everybody wants to get in a rhythm. And Devontae was acknowledging that. You know, receivers, just like running backs, want to get in rhythm. How hard is it as a receiver to get into a rhythm when you guys are only throwing the ball like 20 times?
Incredibly tough.
It seemed like there was a moment on the sideline when you threw your helmet into the bench. What prompted that reaction?
Three and out.
As a leader on this offense, what's kind of your approach this week in changing the result in terms of everyone, not just you, a lot of players on offense saying that this was just not up to the offensive standard?
Putting our hair down and just going to work, doing the things we're doing and learning and growing.
What are the conversations like with Jalen during a game like this where maybe the passing game isn't everything we wanted it to be?
Not too much conversation, honestly, so I don't know.
Boy, oh boy, there's a lot to unpack there. Oh my goodness gracious.
Shout out to AJ Brown. Listen, I am not mad at him, and I never will be, for him being as honest as he possibly could in that. So that was a tough situation, man. And that's one of the reasons why it's tough when you go into a locker room after a game like that, and he's clearly frustrated,
mm-hmm.
and ask questions. I commend him for doing the best job he possibly could under those circumstances of not saying a whole lot. I know that, you know, I was listening to the morning show this morning, shout out to them, and they were all over it. And to a certain extent, you're right. But he didn't say nothing egregious. He didn't say nothing too egregious. We just tend to, and it's not like we're reading it wrong, but we tend to read into it.
Well, you know what that was to me? Because he was very calm and he was concise. But you know the old Teddy Roosevelt line, speak softly and carry a big stick?
Yeah.
Like he
was ready to swing.
Yeah. And he what he said, I think, carries weight. I mean, first of all, what's got to get better? Passing. I mean, like, flat out passing. And,
yes.
And you could unpack that as he's saying the quarterback, or you could just say he's saying the whole passing game and all of them, including him. You can unpack it any way you want to unpack it. But he said passing. And then the other part, Hugh, that does go into all this is he said it's very difficult to get in a rhythm when you don't throw as much. With this, they've become a running team.
Which is true.
And I've been wondering this for a few weeks. Like, it's all good because they're winning. But as soon as this thing doesn't, you know, run smoothly, like, this thing is supposed to be built on the receivers and the quarterback. That's where all the money is. And mm-hmm. If it stops working, they're going to say, hey, maybe we should throw it. I mean, you could feel it coming. That was AJ yesterday. Devontae Smith, similar question. Here's the way he answered it yesterday.
When there's only, you know, maybe 15, 20 passes being thrown in the game to really find a rhythm?
I guess you could say that. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we got to go out there, make the most of the opportunities, make the plays.
Well, he's right about that. They do. Unfortunately, the less throws, if Jalen misses two or three open guys, it throws the whole passing game off for the whole game.
I totally agree.
And let's hear from Jalen Hurts talking about the pass game, the offense, the opportunities, how this thing flows.
Jalen, you guys have a lot of talented players on offense, Devontae, AJ, Saquon. As a quarterback in a game like this, how do you manage like making sure AJ feels like he's getting enough, Devontae, and obviously Saquon?
You know, I play my role in how we execute, but ultimately it's about what position we put ourselves in. It's not my choice.
It's not his choice. So, I mean, what do you make of that, Hugh? Is that the play caller?
That's why I feel that there's a lot going on here as far as there's some of it that's Jalen. And I think some of it is a play call. Can I just give you a little insight of how I thought the game went yesterday?
Sure.
Just from my purview, from my sitting in the press box, watching the game from my perspective. I felt like yesterday was a concerted effort to try to get the passing game going for the most part, and for whatever reason, it didn't happen. So then they went back to what was comfortable for them. Ike pointed out to me yesterday watching the game, and I didn't even notice this, that they went back to their old habits as far as being in shotgun a lot more than they have been when he was under center.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like yesterday that there was a concerted effort to try to get the receivers involved in the game a lot more. And for whatever reason, maybe it was the way that they were playing defense, that they did not do that. So they went back to what they're comfortable with.
And they ran the ball.
And they ran the ball.
The alarming part, and I trust your eyes, I trust Ike's, the alarming part, if that was it, is they tried to do this against one of the worst pass defenses in the NFL.
That's the problem.
And they only came up with 83 passing yards. That's a problem.
And there is such a thing as playing down to your competition. You know, and y'all made fun of me last week. This is not I told you so moment.
Here we go.
No.
14 minutes in.
No. I just wanted to point out, y'all made fun and laughed and giggled at me yesterday. What other day? When I was trying to tell y'all about those unquantifiable intangibles. Mm-hmm. That's all I got to say about
this
that.
This is a joke,
I just leave it right there.
You came in today after that win when I'm told you so?
I didn't say I told you so. I just want to leave it right there. Like, I know sometimes I don't do a great job of, like, verbalizing what I'm trying to say. Mm. But like Teddy Roosevelt said, my words carry weight, baby. I mean, they carry a little bit. They a little heavy. My words are a little heavy. That's all. That's all I got to say.
Okay. You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right. Hugh's checking out. 215-592-9494. Gilio with you. Hugh's out for the day. Look, Kyle, what do you make of this? I mean, I'm watching a passing game that is not good enough to win the Super Bowl right now.
Yeah, I want everybody today to drop the act. Drop the act.
No, I just want to let y'all know Kyle's
the MVP nonsense that the coach tried to peddle out there last week, ridiculous. The Josh Allen thing, please.
I think everyone who last week tried to compare Jalen to Josh Allen needs a timeout. Just go in the corner for 15 minutes.
Go away.
Timeout time.
And you're banned from talking this week. Jalen Hurts can't hold a candle to Josh Allen. The whole, he just wins crowd. No, the Eagles win. Jalen Hurts is along for the ride. Jalen Hurts is a passenger.
It's not strong.
It's reality.
I'm not saying, I didn't say you were wrong. You are entitled to feel the way that
feel. No, that's the way it is.
Yesterday, he was in the trunk.
I'm glad A.J. Brown said something. Because now we're forced to address this. It's staring you right in the face.
It is the
passing game needs to be better. When AJ Brown said that passing, he's not talking about his catching. He's not talking about his route running. He's not talking about the scheme. Guys are open. He's not talking about the protection.
That's speculative.
No, it's not.
That's reality.
Mike quit the first play of the game.
The quarterback is holding the offense back. Drop the act.
That is speculative.
Drop the act.
It's a little bit of everything. You just can't sit here and blame it all on the quarterback.
Oh, I did. This is on Jalen Hurts. The passing game right now is on Jalen Hurts. There's no way a passing game with these kind of weapons.
It could be a little bit of both.
But
I don't
mostly
think it's all,
him.
I don't think it's all Jalen.
Oh, 215-592-9494.
This is going to be a long-ass day.
And it's not my fault. It's the quarterback's fault.
No, I hear what you're saying. And I understand that there's going to be a lot of people that are going to call in today that are going to be truly upset. But I honestly feel like it's not all on Jalen. Jalen does need to play better. I'm not saying that he doesn't, but they probably need to help him out just a little bit more. Something is amiss.
Maybe he's amiss. Have we considered that as part of this?
That's consideration that has been being kicked around.
Okay, I think it's being kicked around. All right, Chris in Middletown's up. What's up, Chris?
Eastbound and down, loaded up and check engine lights on. Men, there's a couple cylinders on the engine misfired yesterday. And I'm getting concerned here. Let me remind you, a little bit of a throwback to last year. It was going into week 13 against San Fran is when the wheels fell off that bus. I feel some lug nuts rattling loose on some of our wheels this morning.
Man, we got the bird coming. We got Pittsburgh coming in.
Pittsburgh's coming in. Mike Tomlin's not going to make this easy on us on Sunday either.
No. And if Jalen plays like what he did yesterday. So before I get into the whole Jalen thing, guys, let's start with a little bit of positivity. Mm-hmm. I just want to give a quick shout-out. I was at the game yesterday. Shout-out to Q-Marco in parking lot. H1 at the Wells Fargo yesterday. Had a phenomenal time. Phenomenal food. Shut up, Kyle.
I don't give a shit.
That's our guy from our favorite
Gianmarco,
restaurants.
Yeah.
We love that guy.
Yeah, quiet, Kyle. And on top of that, I got to meet one of my most favorite people from WIP, and it's definitely not Kyle. It was Rhea. Rhea's great.
Here's my question. Where's the invite to Hugh and I for the tailgate? I mean, that's the question.
We worked too early for the tailgate.
No, we could have snuck out of a segment or two. I'm just saying, Chris, you're at a tailgate. Rhea's there. We know everyone you're with. No invitation?
I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Oh, okay.
People know me. All right, let's get into this, guys. The Jalen Hurts things. So, listen, to all you Kool-Aid Jalen Hurts drinkers, yo, put your binkies in your mouth and cover your ears, okay? Because here's what happened yesterday. Jalen Hurts went up against the 25th-ranked pass defense and stunk. He didn't play well. But Bryce Young went up against the third-best pass defense in the NFL, and he played a hell of a lot better. He outplayed Jalen yesterday, okay? Here's some next-gen stats that came out right after the game. So, mind you, these numbers are correlated to only the 1 p.m. games so far through the weekend. He gave up 4 sacks on 9 pressures. And to all you people, OG Wade, that are going to blame the offensive line, 3.29 average time to pressure. It was the slowest in the league after the 1 p.m. games, okay? So don't blame the offensive line. 5.1 yards per attempt, the lowest of the season. 5.6 air yards was the lowest of the season. The last drive, all right, we're trying to put the game away, and he rolls out under pressure and slides down and takes a 9-yard sack. The entire stadium was like, what in the world are we watching here? What is this guy thinking? Then only after 3 more plays were run, he gets a delay of game. We all knew it. We all sat there. We were like, this is it. He's going to hand it to them. We have to punt the ball and give Carolina a chance to steal the game from us, okay? You know what? And then here's the thing. Coach Goobs, you got 5 games. You better get your mechanics hat on. You better figure it out. And you know what I'm going to leave you guys with on the way out the door? The door. Guys, here's what I'm going to leave you with. Joe, you were wrong. You said we're dealing with Russell Wilson. Are we dealing with Russell Wilson? We're not dealing with Russell Wilson. Again, Joe, I take us back to the 2000 Ravens. We got Trent Dilfer. We have to hide Trent Dilfer and use a rushing offense and a great defense to win a championship. Hope you all have a great week.
Chris, good phone call. We appreciate it. Boy, this has escalated quickly here.
Yes, it did. I tell you what. And another thing.
Yesterday was Dilferish in the passing game. That was it. It was bad.
I hate to make this about me, but I think y'all need to apologize.
Apologize to you
for saying that I was the ops last week, going on Carolina radio and saying that they didn't have a chance. In fact, I was dead ass last week.
You were, but I was right about my assessment.
I was not a traitor.
I was a truth teller. I'd respect it more if you went on there and told the truth. Our quarterback in this pass game stinks, so that's why you got a chance.
First of all,
I did not know
that was going to happen.
Why? You've seen it all year. I tried to tell you last week they could have won the game with Pickett.
If we're being fair, no, I don't believe that. But if we're being fair, the team as a whole didn't play great yesterday. They didn't play great. It was one of those games where you look at and say, okay, they played down to their opponent just a little bit. They played down to their
opponent. Led by the quarterback.
He didn't look great yesterday. He did not look great, but he had a nice little run. Late in the game to help keep the
His legs was his best feature yesterday. His arm was not.
He did make some decisions yesterday.
Oh my God. Well, that's why.
Baby boy, what you doing?
I know we're gonna get a lot today. It's not all on Hurts and Houston. It's not all on Hurts camp. All I know is I see wide open receivers at times, and for some reason he does it. And I understand I have the ability to watch from TV or the press box, and he's on the field and things are moving fast. But that's his job. That's literally his job.
You about to stand up?
Well, I mean, like, it's his job to see things.
It is.
215-592-9494.
We got a lot riding on this, too.
We do. We got a Super Bowl, everything else, and he's got to pick it up, and this pass game needs to pick it up. You know what I saw yesterday, and then we'll hit this, we'll come back. What I saw yesterday was if they roll that first quarter and first 20 minutes out against the Lions, they're down 17-0, and it's a wrap. Like, they can get away with it yesterday because Carolina is 2 years away. They're not going to get away with what we saw yesterday in the postseason. 215-592-9494. Your calls on this coming up. The passing offense, what do you make of it? Is this a Jalen Hurts problem we got here? Plus, we'll take inside the locker room postgame what Nick Sirianni said after the game. And I thought there was one moment at the end of that game yesterday that painted the picture of how little they trust this quarterback in this pass game right now. We'll hit it next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Journey. We can.